Tuesday, AirVenture 2024. Jim and G, we're on the fly at Weeks Hangar. And we're being joined this hour by the airport ops folks. And in this segment, the Oshkosh Fire Department. And of course, these behind-the-scenes things we don't talk about very often, but they're extremely important to the operation of AirVenture as a whole. And I want to welcome back Tim Hyman and C.J. Wedel, who is a captain of the Oshkosh Fire Department, and Tim, the division chief. And before we took the break, we started thinking about, hey, I'm Jimmy. I want to be a firefighter when I grow up, and I want to go to the airport and be on the protection staff there. Where does somebody start in their quest for a job in an airport fire department specifically?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. So kind of some different routes you can take. The military is a great route. We get a lot of our experienced firefighters from the military. You think of the number of air bases and things around the country. There's also private airports, Appleton, Green Bay around here, that have dedicated fire departments for the commercial end for the airports. And then you have kind of the combination similar to Oshkosh, where we have both structural firefighting and ARF firefighting, so you have both. Really, for education, I kind of mentioned them before, but Appleton, for us, Fox Valley Technical College, offers an ARF firefighting program. So just a quick shout-out to Ben Sokol, who runs that program. He's helped us a ton with our training. Volk Field also has helped us in the past. They have a ARF center there. So shout out to Volk Field for helping us well. But kind of all different routes that you can take, whether it's you want to just do ARF, you want to do combination, or again, the military, I think, is a really great route for people who are looking to get that training.
Awesome. Captain Wedel, you have anything to add to that?
No, I think he covered it pretty good. That's traditional. Not all cities have that, and some cities, you know, Chicago, they'll have multiple stations on the airfields, so there's more opportunities to do that.
And you mentioned a technical school. I would imagine across the country they have these firefighting programs in technical schools specifically.
Correct.
Right.
And the draw for some of our youngest personnel is they've grown up in the area. They heard about EAA. One of our young guys that was out in the ambulance on the campgrounds yesterday, that's specifically why he came to the city of Oshkosh, because of EAA, and he wanted to work
at the
convention, just like his dad did, who just recently retired. So
that's pretty cool. So here we are at an airport, Oshkosh, a huge one during AirVenture, and the fire department, of course. Your biggest enemy is fire, obviously. It's what you're designed to fight. So let's talk a little bit about this little fire that we on purpose start during AirVenture. You guys must be thrilled by that, huh?
Yeah. If you've never seen the wall of fire, it is pretty spectacular. The guys out there, the pyro people and the fireworks people, do a really great job. The night air show, the fireworks show, you know, kind of always a crowd favorite, but does throw a few extra wrenches and things for us as far as planning, just coordinating. We work a lot with EA staff. Tim and Boyd, who we work with quite a bit, have been really good with communicating pyro plans and things like that. So throws a few turns
it's
in
a
there
challenge.
For us.
It's
yes.
a challenge
yeah.
because fire can obviously take on its own life, right?
Yeah. So we do quite a bit of planning around that to try to, you know, mitigate any hazards that we can and make sure that's as safe as possible.
Yeah. The pyro show at Oshkosh is one, like you said, a crowd favorite. But I would think that they need to work closely with you to have a plan if things go a little bit sideways.
Yeah, we meet with the pyro people every morning and kind of go over a plan and coordinate basically our response with them so that if something does happen, we have them in the loop and they can kind of show us the best way to get to an incident.
Gotcha. You were going to say something, Kevin.
On the airfield during the show, there's a specific plan. We may have specific routes of entry The pyrotechnicians will guide us in. So if you see us taking a different approach or taxiway, it's because it's part of the plan not to come in from this direction or that direction so that we can get our personnel safely into the zone that they're operating in.
Interesting. Now, do you add staff specifically for the two-night air shows then?
No, we have the same staff on. We just extend the hours of coverage. So basically they're out here through the night air show. We're normally, a lot of our coverage ends at 8 o'clock because the airport is shut down at that time. So we extend all of our coverage all the way through the night air show.
Okay. So, and have there ever been any, I mean, that show's been going on for a long time, and from a observer perspective, it's always been pretty flawless. Have you guys, and that's probably because you do all this mitigation beforehand, and, you know, if you plan properly, you probably, luckily, won't need to execute anything, right?
Yeah, looking for a piece of wood to knock on here, but so far so good, and I think a lot of that's due to the pre-planning and things like that, but so far we haven't had any issues involving any of the pyro displays or anything like that.
Yeah, so we can assure our listeners that it's very safe, even though you do get a nice big chest bump when that wallfire goes off.
Yeah, yeah, we do everything we can on our end to make sure that all the precautions are taken.
Yeah, so we have a few minutes left. Let's talk about, you know, some structural things and some of your favorites. So you two each can answer this question. What's your favorite thing about being a firefighter at AirVenture?
I think the people you meet. You know, when I was first on the fire department, I remember I got to meet a Tuskegee Airman. That was kind of a really neat experience. A lot of the World War II people were still around, so we're speaking at warbirds and things like that. So for me, that was a really neat experience to be able to listen to them firsthand.
Well, how about you, Captain?
I love the military aircraft. I was not fortunate enough to serve myself, but the F-22s, that's my favorite jet. So it's really nice. We just came from the air show brief, and now we get to talk to the F-22 pilots and the F-35 pilots. To me, that's the big draw.
Well, now that's interesting. I didn't realize that you guys would be part of an air show briefing. How does that go? What do you guys brief on?
Basically, they kind of go through the itinerary of the show. We have basically spec books for each performer that lists where emergency procedures for the aircraft, how to shut the battery off. Things like that. So kind of work with the performer to make sure if there's an issue that we have some familiarity with their aircraft. So that's really our role kind of in that briefing.
So the military has their own firefighting here that work jointly with you, right? Mm-hmm. So with a military aircraft like the F-22, would you guys get briefed on this similar thing, like how to turn it off or how to...
All that information is contained in our technical specs for it. And then... at the air show brief, sometimes a performer may have something, a type of aircraft or a type of procedure. They may invite us over to tour their aircraft before the show. So it's a good connection point to make sure that they're safe and we could take their care.
Yeah, what about the strapping of pyrotechnics to an airplane that's going to go up and fly? Some of them made of fabric. That's got to be challenging.
Yeah, there's some unique things that happen at Oshkosh. And, you know, again, we do everything we can to try to mitigate any hazards. And as far as the military stuff, we also have that military crew that's out here with us. We'll lean on them a lot for any of the military aircraft as far as, you know, opening canopies or pinning things. That they're kind of our technical experts for those type of things. And they're right on scene with us with the ARF truck as well.
Gotcha. So we have about a minute left. I just wanted to say... thank you for joining us and giving our listeners, I know you guys are busy. It's, you know, we're right in the throes of it right now, about to start the air show here in a little bit. And you guys have your work cut out for you. But everybody appreciates what you do. If it wasn't for the airport ops folks and, of course, the fire department, none of this could happen. So it's kind of a shout out to you from all of us attendees here at AirVenture. What a great job you do and keeping us safe every day here.
Well, thanks for having us, and we appreciate everybody visiting Oshkosh.
Yeah, we thank you very much.
Thanks, Jeff. And everybody, give our personnel a wave when they're out on position or running the runways. They like to know that
they're appreciated. Yeah, that's awesome. Good point. Everybody wave at the fire department and drink your water.
Yeah, stay hydrated. That's a big one.
Jay Munchie on the fly. That wraps up our show over here at the Week's Hangar today. It looks like the afternoon's going to be pretty pleasant, so enjoy the show. It's about to start here in a little bit, the air show. Tomorrow on the fly, we're going to be at Home Built, at the Home Built headquarters on the porch, so come join us at 1 o'clock then. Once again, have a great day. You're listening to EAA Radio.